is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting at all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Tuesday here on the Steve Gruber Show. Glad you are here. Keeping an eye on Hurricane Maria. This storm has become a giant as well, a Category 5. Just over 160 mile per hour, 1 minute sustained winds. Looks like Puerto Rico, the bankrupt island, the territory, the United States territory, and the United States Virgin Islands are going to get pounded. The U.S. Virgin Islands pounded heavily today. They've already been hit by Irma just a couple of weeks ago. And now Puerto Rico is going to take a direct hit, it looks like. Widespread devastation is likely from this storm. There's just no way around it. In fact, rations are being put into place as Maria heads that way. Officials said that the rationing is necessary to ensure everyone has access to basic items such as batteries, milk, canned food, flashlights, and other supplies. Does not apply to gasoline or other fuel. Shelves at most stores empty. As people rush to finalize hurricane preparations once again, some stores already imposing their own rationing measures and stressed that more merchandise was scheduled to arrive before the storm arrived. The National Hurricane Center says Maria on a path that would take it near many of the islands already wrecked by Hurricane Irma and then on toward Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic is an extremely dangerous storm with maximum winds of 160, centered around 50 miles east-southeast of Dominica, which got ravaged already. The Prime Minister of Dominica saying the place is destroyed, heading west now. The Virgin Islands have already been pounded, so we'll keep an eye on this storm as it continues to head toward the United States, although the mainland, that is, but it doesn't look like it's going to make landfall in the U.S. It looks like it'll come up short for that. Looks like it'll come up short. You know, if you play in the world of identity politics too long, sooner or later it comes back and bites you. You know, if you try to divide people and make deals and talk about diversity when really diversity is nothing more than a code word to divide and conquer is what it is. Diversity is a code term to divide and conquer. And if you're not careful about it, sooner or later, the people that you think are on your side will turn against you because their demands will now be focused on you. And so when illegal aliens show up for a meeting with Nancy Pelosi, when illegal aliens show up for a gathering, including House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, it can turn ugly. These people are demanding immediate passage of the DREAM Act. Immediate passage. The event began calmly with a smiling Nancy Pelosi at the podium, surrounded by Congresswoman Barbara Lee and Congresswoman Jared Huffman, community leaders, and other Democrats. Pelosi began her speech calling dreamers courageous. "Our nation's dreamers are an inspiration to all of us," she said. "With their courage and their patriotism," she said. "They embody the promise of America, of the American dream. Make America dream again," she said. But they didn't buy it so much. In fact, they began hollering and screaming and saying that Democrats are the party of deporters. Democrats are liars. She's a liar. Here it is. Bite three. Nancy Pelosi and her friendly friends of illegal alien persuasion. Go.
Clear.
They don't want
And then that went on for a long time. He was so flustered. Just stop it now, she yelled at them a few times. Just stop it now. Yeah, maybe in your beautiful gated community in your enclave of San Francisco, California, Miss Pelosi, you don't realize that these people are demanding that you do everything they demand, that they want right now. Everything they want right now. So that's what's happening with them. Here's the thing. If you don't acquiesce to those demands immediately, you get labeled a hater. And guess what? The folks on the left, this is the kind of lawlessness that some of you seem to be embracing. You seem to think that it's okay to embrace lawlessness. Well, lawlessness spreads. If the rules don't apply here and here and here, why would they apply anywhere else? Right? I mean, why would it apply anywhere else? And the answer is it would not. So Trump, the president, Donald Trump, on his way to the United Nations for more discussions. He's going to lay out a vision of the United States' role in the world, focusing on outcomes and not ideology, we are told. This dichotomy of a U.S. leader pledging to shape global conditions to ensure America's prosperity and security without explicitly promoting its way of life is expected to distinguish Trump's speech from those of his predecessors in the White House. The president's America First agenda has led to widespread anxiety among some U.S. allies and partners who have gathered here in New York among the more than 150 foreign delegations of the 72nd General Assembly of the United Nations. There are obviously mounting challenges globally, whether it's North Korea or Iran. We are expecting the president to address those issues as well. Although Trump campaigned on a policy of putting America first and spoke dismissively of international bodies such as the United Nations and NATO at times, he has offered a tentative embrace as he seeks to rally international support to confront destabilizing threats from, like I said, North Korea, Iran, and, of course, the Islamic State. Now, he began his diplomacy efforts Monday, did the president, devoting reformation of this institution, reforming the United Nations, a theme during his outsider presidential campaign and a key demand of some of his conservative supporters. The focus on reducing bureaucracy lent a critical tone to Trump's debut. You know, here's the thing, you can't blame America for everything and then send us the bill. And he openly pointed his finger at the UN for mismanagement, its climate of business as usual, its failure to do its main job, which is end genocide and ethnic cleansing, completely failed at that over the last 72 years. So it's time for the United Nations to do what it's supposed to do. Keep people safe, but it doesn't happen. He's demanding change. I agree with the president on this one. The United Nations has been an abject failure for all of these years. It's time for something new. We'll see what the president has to say. Expect his critics to come out strongly, as they always do. 14 after.